Hello everybody and welcome to episode 93 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 9th of March 2009. I'm glad I got that out of the way. For some reason I just can't speak today and I've tried to record that intro bit and it's taken about 20 attempts and I'm not joking, I just kept on bursting into laughter, couldn't say my name right, your name, but we got there in the end. I'm doing it again, so let's see how the rest of the podcast goes. If you can't understand me, I apologise, I just keep giggling to myself and I have no idea why. So first of all, I've got to say hello to somebody. I'm not too sure why I have to say hello to him, but he sent me a text message a while ago to say I have to say hello to him. When I was last time I was speaking to him on Facebook and also MSN, I think it was, he also said I have to say hello to him. So hello Adam Barker, that I used to work with but now lives up in Sheffield, so maybe he's going to university up there. So I think it's Sheffield, yeah, Sheffield. So hello Adam, I hope you're all well. And I'm still pissed off you haven't done my wetsuit lads pictures. At one point you said you would do and then you said maybe, then you said yes, no, but oh well. Just think about the money I was going to give you for doing it. I'm not going to say how much it was because I don't ever, you know, because they all think the same as I do. If I was offered that amount of money to just stand there and look cute and get some pictures taken, I think I'd quite happily do it. But there it goes. So hello Adam, hello to you. I think I just sounded a bit Irish there, but there it goes. So now I've got the hellos out the way and all my giggling fit out the way. So for the, I'll tell you what I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast. Basically, in my last podcast, you've heard me saying that I've been doing some first aid courses. Well, now I've done them that many times, to be honest, the novelty's worn off a little bit. Because I've now been down to London, I think it's 3 times, or 4, something like that, which is basically probably more times I went down than I've been down to London the whole of last year. And it's only like in the 3rd month of the year and I've already been down that many times. Also, last week, or was it the week before, I can't remember which, I went to, this is when I'm going to get either Plymouth and Portsmouth mixed up again, but I also do one sort of miles away from the other one. I basically, oh yeah, Plymouth is the one I went to. And if you don't know UK that well, you're probably thinking, well, where's Plymouth? Well, if you Google it, so just type in Plymouth, you'll find it. And if not, if you go to my website, which is www.gordonthevalentine.com, and if you click on the news link, you'll see a link on that, in relation to where I live, to where Plymouth is. Plymouth, Portsmouth. I'm doing it again! Portsmouth. If I say it wrong, I apologise, because I worked in one and I just can't quite get it around my head which is, but even though they're miles apart. Basically, I was working there last week. You may think that's not that bad, but it was basically a 5-hour drive there and a 5-hour drive back, which, to say the least, was a little bit tiring. See, normally 5 hours driving isn't that bad, but the course had started at 12 o'clock, which means to get there in time we needed to be at the house by 6:30, which involved me getting up at 6 in the morning, which I know you're thinking 6 in the morning isn't that early, but to me, getting up at 6 in the morning is a bit of a killer, and especially then having to drive all that long. And the person I'm doing the first aid course with is a fair bit younger than me, so he could drive, but he can't get insured on that car. Basically, you've got to be over 25, I think it's to get insured on or something like that. So it meant poor man to do all the driving, he just got to sit there and fall asleep and everything else. So, but luckily, he did chat to me quite a fair bit, because if he hadn't, I would have probably fallen asleep at the wheel and I'd no longer hear. And also just sat nav saying, go left, go right, and all that. But as much as people go about how good sat navs are, they still wind me up, because it often doesn't tell you quite where to go, and then you got to guess, and when you do guess, you find out you're actually going the wrong way. And also, on the way there, on one of the motorways, I really didn't like this motorway, basically, most motorways in Britain generally say 70, because that's the national speed limit for a motorway, but on one of the motorways there, it's got a variable speed limit, which you may think that's not that bad, but basically means you've got big sort of barriers, not barriers, or things above your head, can't even think how you call them now, basically, say what speed you're meant to be doing. And to make matters worse, they've got speed cameras, so if the road says, for example, you've got to do 40, that's what speed you have to do. And also to make matters even more confusing, in Britain motorways you get the hard shoulder, which is designed for if you break down, you put your car on the hard shoulder so nobody goes in the back of you. But on that motorway, when it gets really busy, what they do is the big lights above you, sort of so you can go on the hard shoulder, which my brain just thinks hard shoulder, you're not meant to drive on, but on that road, you're allowed to do it. Which is a little bit weird. Anyway, the first aid course that I did was alright, but it wasn't that interesting, to be honest, because I'm getting a bit bored when I've done that many times. I sort of hear the same jokes, I get ready to laugh, you know, I think I heard that joke about 10 times already, but there goes. It's also it was nice going down to that bit of the country because it's in Devon. I hadn't been down there since I was about 10, maybe younger than that to be honest, which is a long time ago considering I'm like 29 going on 30. I keep thinking I'm 27, but I'm not 30 this year, oh my god! But anyway, enough of me get mourning about what age I am. So that's basically about my long, tedious drive down to that bit of the country, which I'm not going to say the name of because I keep getting the police wrong. So what else have I been up to other than doing first aid courses here, there, and absolutely everywhere? What else? Oh yeah. Yesterday, not yesterday, I'm telling porcupines, I really should stop doing that. On Thursday, Mike and myself went into the centre of Peterborough to see a band called Miss 29. You probably heard me go on about them that many times, so you think, oh god, not them again. But basically, they had a new single out which came out on Monday, so they're sort of doing a live open, a live gig in centre of Peterborough to promote that, basically. I just wish that more people turned up for it, but it was, the gig was sort of 6 in the evening and late, it was a bit cold, but we were sort of standing watching them, and you can see that the two singers were really cold. You can see them like trying to fill the car and you can just see them going, ooh, it's cold, and we were all standing there going, ooh, it's cold, and so was he. But it was very good indeed. At some point we'll get videos of it online, because Mike himself filmed it, so we had two different camera angles. So normally by now we probably had it edited, but it's only got two different, we did two different camera angles. It means I got to sort of edit the videos together, the mix. So when you sort of switch it from one camera to the other camera, even the audio all matches up and stuff like that, which might take a while to do, to be honest. But when it is online, I'll post a link on my website, which again the address is www.gordon-valentine.com. If you go to the video section and then click on music, I'll put the videos on there. Oh yeah, something else which has really sort of irritated me. If you live in Essex, which is an area of Britain, you can't access my website. It's because, for some reason, that council has decided to block access to my website, because they've suddenly decided my website is a porn website, which I think is a bit weird, because I run the website, and I know for a fact there's no porn on it, unless they class like me out in my cycling gear as porn, which I am definitely damn well sure it's not porn, but they seem to think it is. So if you live in Essex and you go to your local library and you suddenly discover you can't access my website, that is why, and I'm irritated by it, so I've written a little bit on my blog about it, and some point next week I'm going to phone them up and I'm going to demand to find out why they blocked. It was my opinion there's no porn on it, and they have a damn good reason, but I reckon they're just being a bit homophobic and that's why they blocked it. Because if I bet it was a heterosexual website, somebody going on about, oh, later, I had sex with this bird, yeah, she's really good, and all that lot of stuff, so that was going to be heterosexual. It didn't work. I bet they wouldn't block it. But since it's about a gay person going about his life, and what he gets up to, they block it. And needless to say, I don't think I've ever mentioned my website about me having sex with anybody, to be quite honest. So, there goes. So that's basically what I've been up to. And when I do find out why the council has blocked access to my website, I'll let you all know in a future podcast. I might have to try and find a way to record the phone call, which I probably shouldn't do, but I just think I really want to know what the reasons are behind it. So I'm going to find out first from this guy what library the access got blocked by, library, and then I'm going to try and phone up that library and speak to the librarian and then try and find out who the IT department is and speak to them. And if that's not good enough, well, let's just say I'll get a bit irritated, and me, when I get irritated, it's not something you particularly want to see. Anyway, that's it for this podcast. As I said, I probably spoke way too quick, and I'll speak to you all probably, whenever. I'll speak to you all soon. Love you all. Bye!